This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going to go. I mean, obviously, it was a lot of different, news and noise of kind of where the range I was supposed to go. But obviously, you know, when the Falcons called me, I was really excited. I mean, I get to learn from one of the best safeties in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm just really excited to, be on the team in general and then learn from a good safety. So,
boom! That's Falcons rookie Xavier Watts hanging out with our buddies Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon, man. A lot of fun.
We're going to have to correct Xavier right off the bat.
What's going on?
Not one of the best safeties in the league.
Yeah.
The best
takes
safety
the crown
in
he's,
the league.
He's
I'm,
P1.
I'm a ride or die for Jesse Bates.
Okay.
And I will be the first to admit I was not like – I was like, we signed a safety to what?
Yeah.
I mean, do they know our needs?
Worked
but
out.
Safety was a need, but it just – but I'm so excited about Watts.
Yeah, I am too. Obviously, you know, Notre Dame captain, second year in a row we've drafted a Notre Dame captain. You love hearing that. And let me just bring people back in real quick. It is the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 19 on the game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Bo Morgan hanging out for the last time in his own house because they were expecting him back next week in the studio. But nonetheless, he's been his same old spry self through the headset. And Big G, Garrett, running the ones and twos behind the glass. I enjoyed all three of these interviews yesterday, Bo. I think that all these guys were very matter of fact, and I think you want them to be. I think that as a media person, Allie, that we look at these guys and it's like, come on, man, like give me something to chew on here. You know what I mean? Like, where's the cut? Where can we come? All these guys were so matter of fact and like very professional sounding and very much like, hey, I got to get into camp. I got to get to work. I'm very happy to be a part of the Atlanta Falcons organization. And I think that when you look at it that way, it's nice to hear from them.
I mean, it's like taking a new job. You don't want to have this viral moment happen before you get there and get to prove yourself. So, of course, they're very matter of fact. And you got to be a little bit proud of them for that.
Yeah. What was the – who was the guy last year, Bo? I think he was the Florida State guy that went to Buffalo. Keon Coleman, was that it? Where he's talking about the trench coats and how he
got
some at Marshalls and stuff. Like,
well, don't forget –
so out of pocket, dude.
Don't forget was it Leggett at the Panthers? And he was talking about like eating raccoons or something.
Yes.
So. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So you never know what you're going to get. And I just I think that it's important to kind of highlight because you get all three of these guys on Dukes and Bell yesterday and you're just sitting there going, oh, hey, you know, let's break into scheme conversations and fit. And but you got to remember these guys, this is their first time suiting up. Mm-hmm. Like the videos are coming out, guys, of them getting their Falcons helmet for the first time. They don't know. They don't know. Like, you know, Billy Bowman is probably going to play nickel, Bo. But he's not going to sit here and be like, yeah, the rotation's been really good. Clark Phillips been a good – like, no, this is rookie minicamp, dude. Like, you have to get in where you fit in at this point, and they'll be able to answer a lot of these questions more in-depth here in a few weeks.
He doesn't know – I don't want him talking about – like, it's easy to know Jesse Bates play here when you're Bowman or
yeah,
Wise.
Exactly.
But I don't need – I don't expect or want or need to hear Billy Bowman talk about – Yeah, Clark's been, you know, I know he's had some moments at nickel, and he's, but, he, you know, I don't, dude, don't
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Just, you know, come in here and talk about what you bring. And that was one of the things that he did. Garrett, I know we might have that, but he talked about, you know, creating turnovers being his thing. And it's interesting to hear.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my forte. I love getting the ball back for the offense. You know, that's something that I've done all my life, really, you know, just being able to find the ball when it's thrown in the air and go make plays on it. So I'll definitely be bringing that aspect.
Mm. Mike, I got a question.
Okay.
I understand creating turnovers is a forte. He's been phenomenal at it. I think with those guys combined, they added like 30 interceptions or something with Bowman and Watts. But if he is indeed playing that nickel spot.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little – correct me if I'm wrong or maybe add some insight to this, but I am under the thought process that that's great, but it's a little bit harder to create those opportunities from that nickel spot. I'm not saying he can't bat a ball up or undercut a route, but for me, in that nickel, my main thing is I need you to be that – I need you to shut down and tackle well. Like, you know, tackle quick little passing routes. Maybe you know, be a shutdown guy in that nickel, because when you're in the safety spot, it's a lot easier to read and react and be a ball hawking type player. It's a little bit harder to me, I think, in that nickel spot.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you my feedback on this and how I view it. And breaking news: I didn't play nickel, so take this for what it's worth.
I did not know that.
Yeah, earth shattering, if you will, that I was not, you know, out there in coverage. But here's the way I feel about this: I think when you're at nickel, specifically the way that I expect him to be utilized by Jeff Ulbrich or whoever is really at that spot, I think your job is more to create turnovers for other people. And whether that be blanketing a guy on the interior, like on a quick slant, just imagine Billy Bowman or whoever it is kind of draping their arms a little bit at contact when the ball's thrown and kind of, you know, deflecting that ball up into the air, allowing guys like Jesse Bates and Xavier Watts or whoever else back there to get that ball and pick it off after the deflection. I think it's very hard, to your point, as a nickel, specifically a box guy on the interior of the defense, to kind of step in front of a ball. I think that you can do it. It's just a little bit harder, to your point, than it is on the outside corner spot where there's more of a longer throw, more downfield stuff. The ball's less in front of you at times.
It doesn't get you the stats that you want, you know, that interception. I'm going to tell you what, though. When you do those things that you just talked about, Mike, it gets your ass paid.
Yeah.
And it keeps you on the field. Is what the primary thing is, you stay on the field, and it gets you paid.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know what else will probably get us paid at some point is going in the huddle. We got to talk about a couple of different topics here. First and foremost, this is going to be big for us next week. The NFL schedule is supposed to be released on Wednesday night next week. So a lot of coverage from us on that. But it looks like the NFL is saying it'll be teased throughout the week, building up to the official release. Like I said, 8 o'clock on Wednesday. It looks like on this schedule for the teasers is NBC's Today Show on Monday, Fox, Amazon Prime. Tuesday, you're talking about Good Morning America. And Wednesday, CBS Mornings and Netflix. I don't know how that's going to work. I have no clue. But nonetheless, got to give everybody a slice of the pie.
I mean, Netflix has been handling WWE very well.
Yes.
So they can do this.
Right. They've had football games.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the whole thing, there's not like a studio show. I don't know, you know, what exactly that'll be like. But maybe it's just its own special, its own standalone.
It'll just be like the other live events where when you open your Netflix up,
yeah.
It'll be like, this is happening live, and you click on it.
Like a Jake Paul fight.
Yeah, that was, well.
You click on it and it crashes.
Luckily for Netflix, the NFL experience on Christmas went a lot better than that.
They have fixed those issues. I mean, that was the one time it happened.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how about Pacquiao's unretiring? I don't know. That's a conversation for another day. Manny Pacquiao at 46, going to fight again. I don't need him to go the Roy Jones Jr. route. No, thank you. But like I said, we're in the huddle right now. So yesterday, the news broke
you
that.
You just pulled a me.
Yeah, I went way off the rails. Yesterday, the news broke out of Carolina, out of Charlotte, that two things were happening. Number one, running back Jonathan Brooks was be putting on the PUP list. So that means he's out for the season. Remember, they drafted him with a torn ACL, and then, you know, he gets hurt three games into his career last year. Unfortunate, obviously, kind of see it coming. The other thing is that edge, Jadeveon Clowney, who did sack Michael Penix last year in that game, is being let go over in Carolina. Now, I want to bring Garrett in here. And I want him to simply ask the question that he asked yesterday, Bo, and you and I will give the appropriate follow-up response.
So Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, of course he's a journeyman guy. He's been a lot of different places, and they paid him $20 million to come in and do a job. But the big question is, can he come in and do something for the Atlanta Falcons?
No!
They were 26th in run defense.
Is he going to plug the middle?
This is exactly why he's not going to be here. No, it is. It's funny because we both had the same reactions. Like, dude, we just drafted two edges. We also have Arnold Abakady, who still needs to show out. We signed Leonard Floyd. We don't know what Braylon Trice is. The last thing we need is to pick up. And Jadeveon Clowney, make no bones about it. Jadeveon Clowney is who's the reliever you can point to that's just been around Major League Baseball? Like Aroldis Chapman? Like, that's Jadeveon Clowney. He's not going to be – you're not going to sign a long-term contract with him. He's going to get a year here and a year there, and you know that he can probably shine and get back to his old form at some point. But you're never going to say, hey, man, here's a four-year deal. Like, it just – that's not who he is.
I don't want to be a seventh team. Also, I don't have the $10 million he's probably going to ask for.
Yeah, and he's going to get it from somebody. He's going to get it from somebody.
This isn't personal with Jadeveon Clowney.
No.
It's just realistic that, okay, I'm bad against the run. Well, I just drafted two guys who were supposed to be very good against the run on the edge. So I'm going to take them off the field so Clowney can get – I can justify paying him what he wants. I need a guy in the interior in my thought. I'm not sure that – I don't think the Falcons necessarily think this, but I would rather have interior help than edge help right now.
Yeah,
I think I've addressed that.
There's no doubt about that, and I am curious, and I still say that at some point moving up towards the season, you will need to sign an A-gap defender. I know that we haven't heard any inklings about that. I'm curious if after you move through OTAs, if you're going, this is not going to work like we thought it would. Eddie Goldman's not here. Grady Jarrett's not here. Man, I don't know who's going to play that A-gap, that nose guard, that one technique position for the Atlanta Falcons moving forward, but maybe there's a move coming at some point. All right, we're going to go to break. We still have so much more fun stuff left to come. We're going to do Fair or Foul with my wife and Bo's wife coming up at 8 o'clock, and it's Allie Mack. We'll give them the rundown. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk more about the Atlanta Braves last night. There was a couple of sacrifice bunts being laid down. You small ball guys, stand up. Pause. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game.